Well, I'd say we're glad to be back in the house of the Lord this evening. Let's trust and pray that the Lord have His way in the service tonight. We've enjoyed the song service. Appreciate again all of you being here in the gathering tonight. And you just remember us. If you're going to read with us tonight, we're going to read some, I believe it is, out of the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter and the 8th chapter. I'm going to read a few verses out of each one of them, and then after that we'll turn to Psalms, the 1st chapter. Proverbs, the 6th chapter and the 8th chapter. Just pray for us. We don't got this scripture. We don't know all together. Got just a thought. And we'll try our best to just do that feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. Just a few verses out of the 6th chapter and the 8th chapter of the book of Proverbs. 6th chapter, we're going to start with the 16th verse. Says, these 6 things doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. 8th chapter. We'll start with the 30th verse. I'm going to read one verse before I get over to the 30th verse. It's in this same chapter. But we'll start with the 30th. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. 30th verse. Then I was by him as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. Rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me, love death. 1st chapter, the book of Psalms. I'm going to start with the first verse. It said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion, some out of the book of Proverbs and also the first chapter of the book of Psalms. Don't have to tell you, there's a lot in all of this that we've read tonight, and I quite frankly don't know altogether. Sometimes we get a hold of things and we want to analyze it and we want to think it over and we want to maybe see if it fits and maybe look at the congregation and say, well, they're going to get hurt if you start preaching on things like that and such as this. But I've got just a thought and just a little bit about this that we've read to you tonight, and it's all I've got. So you just bear with us for just a minute. I've thought about that. The scripture talks about that of the wicked man in several different places. And the truth of it is, in the book of Proverbs, there's not a chapter that it does not mention the wicked. There's things, my friend, that whether it calls them wicked or whether it calls, as he said, those things which I hate. He said six things I hate, and seven are an abomination unto me. Now, I'll say this, and I know a lot of times we say that the law don't have any place for us today, but they were things that was written in the Old Testament, brethren, that God wouldn't stand for, and the truth of it is, God don't change. Bible says that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brethren, there are things that God was against, and brethren, He is still God. So I'd have to say, brethren, really tonight, that He, brethren, is still against those things. Yes, He is. People wants to argue today, brethren, and say it's the Old Testament, but brethren, there's things about God that you won't find anywhere else except in the Old. Yes, sir. Bible said, my friend, and we can take it, brethren, the Ethiopian eunuch, my friend, that Philip went down and talked to. Brethren, Philip preached out of the Old Testament, and he preached Jesus, my friend. Did he not? These things, my friend, that we think today have just faded away. Brethren, we're not accountable for those things anymore. Brethren, you might not be under the law, but you're still one of God's children. There's things, my friend, that will not go away. No, sir. No, sir. It's just like going back to the first grade. Brethren, one and one is two. Brethren, it don't change. It's still two today. Isn't it? Brethren, the law, my friend, was good for its day. But brethren, God wasn't altogether about the law. God was God. Brethren, and He had some attributes about Him. Yes, He did. Brethren, God in no way at all acquitted the wicked. No, sir. I don't think He's going to start in 2021. Do you?
I don't believe, brother, that God's going to change his ways of looking at the wicked tonight. Brethren, he's given them a way. He's given them a way. There's a way to get to God. Yes, they are. There's a way that we can all, my friend, live in God's habitat. Brother, God ain't changed. No, he hadn't. Brethren, and there's some things that Bible teaches us in the Word. I don't know tonight. You say, I can't have it. I'm just going to preach what God gave me. Brethren, there's too much liberality, brethren, in this world of which we live. Yes, sir. You talk to people, my friend, they won't. To go back and say, oh, you're one of them. It doesn't make no difference. Brethren, God is still God, and men will still give an account to God. You're not going to get around it. The wicked, my friend, will not, my friend, get by. No, sir, they will not. The sinner will not get by. My friend, it takes the blood. That's the reason he sent Jesus, that he might save the sinner, to redeem the lost. Yes, sir, to bring to life, brother, that was dead. Listen to me. God loves his people today. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. We see things, my friend, today. Yes, we do. We see things on every hand. My friend, and I'll just be quite frank with you. My friend, those things that we see a lot of times, you say, preacher, I'm not of the world. Thank God you're not. But I've got news for you. If you forget him, by God, he'll forget you. He said, them that don't love me love death. Them that hate me love death. Yes, sir. Love death. I've got news for you. There's a lot of them, thank God, that don't love him today. They want to talk about, my friend, how unjust things are. Yes, they do. They want to talk about how unequal things are. How that we ought to accept everybody's persons. Listen to me. Thank God the Word of God. Brother, don't back up all this junk. Preacher, don't you know you get in trouble? Thank God I got news for you. Yes, sir. You'll stand before that Word. Yes, sir. And this Word, brother, will be a witness against you. Yes, it will. I don't have to back you up. I don't care how many preachers are backing you. Thank God. I'm just honest about it. You say, preacher, you take a bitter pill. I'll just be thankful and tell you tonight. My friend, we can't play a church with God. You can't do it. You might wear all the right apparel. You might say all the right things. Brother, everything that comes out of your mouth might be good and smoothy. But I've got news for you. God judges the heart. Thank God, don't care what you say. He judges the heart. Does he not? Does he not? You say, preacher, I ain't dead. I ain't asleep. I ain't wicked. Well, thank God you ought to be shouting. Huh? Yes, sir. Ought to be shouting. Thank God you're not one of them tonight. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Brother, these folks living by the counsel of the ungodly. Yes, sir. These folks, it's rampant. Brother, these folks today got them away carved out. Thank God that they gonna wind up dead. It's got no life in it. No way to get life. Brother, you want to know where the river of life is? Get in the house of God. Get in the church. Thank God, get born again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And once you get born again, thank God, live it! Brother, live it like that! You got no reason not to! People use things for an excuse. I got saved years ago. Bless your heart. You say, preacher, you're just being a smart aleck. Bless your heart. You can call me whatever you want to. I'm honest, just as honest as I can be. You listen to me. Listen well. Brethren, if you ain't where God had you to be, brother, you're a transgressor today. And a transgressor, my friend, ain't going to be in the house with the righteous. Oh, you say, preacher, you can't preach that. That book says that I can. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. But you know what you need if you're a transgressor? You know what you need? My friend, if you backed up on God, thank God you need a good old-fashioned repentance. Brother, get your heart right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I wonder tonight. I really do. Brethren, I've thought a lot of things, my friend, just to be honest with you. You say, preacher, some things are just too hard and you preachers don't understand. I'm going to say this, you don't understand. And my friend, it's the Word of God. Brethren, it ain't altogether what I think. I might have too much compassion on you. You hear me? Come crying to me. I might feel sorry for you. Yes, sir. I might. I might consider some things. But I'm going to tell you, it goes right back to what I said a while ago. God knows your heart. He knows your heart. You're not going to get past your heart. Do you know that? You're not going to get past your heart. What's in the heart? Brother, that's what will be brought unto judgment. Yes, sir. I don't care if you take, my friend, and you write down or you confess or you speak with your lips, my friend, that you love the Lord and love the Lord and love the Lord and love the Lord, and 1,000 times you love Him, 100,000 times you love Him, 1,000,000 times you love Him. It still comes from the heart. Brethren, it'll be who you are. It's not that that goeth into a man that defileth the man. That what the book says? But it says it's that that proceedeth out of the mouth from the heart. From the heart tonight. Brethren, that heart, brethren, it's got to be clear tonight. Yes, it does. Why does the Bible say, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness? Hey, a lot of folks believe. Yes, sir, the devils believe. And trembled. Yes, sir, and did you know the devil knew the words? He knew the words. Isn't it written that what he said to the Jesus? Isn't it written? He said, it is written. Huh? And then he began to tell him these things. Yes, sir. And the Lord told him, thank God, the other side of it. Did he not? He told him the words, my friend, that would stand. Yes, sir. You can't tempt. You can't tempt God. My friend, God knows, brethren, every one of us tonight. Does he not? Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Did you hear that? The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Brethren, they've got no place. They've got no refuge. No, sir, they've got no hope. Brother, the only hope that this world has, brethren, is the church tonight. The church of the living God. The Lord has no pleasure in the wicked. Go into the book of Proverbs and read about the wicked. Look it up. See how many verses you can find that talks about the wicked. We read in the Scriptures, in the New Testament Scriptures. I've thought a lot of times that it's not God's will that any should perish. Is that true? We believe it's true, do we not? We believe it's true. Yes, we do. Now, I know I've had just about every kind of thought that I could have, my friend, about this message. I really have. That, well, preacher, your Wednesday night crew's just going to leave you and you ain't never coming back. Well, brethren, that'll be your opportunity, I guess, to do so if that's what you feel like. But brethren, it's not just what the New Testament says. Brethren, God's still in the old. And I'm not talking about that you're going to do everything that was under the law. Brethren, but God, thank God he operated outside the law. Some of you ain't going to have that. But the truth of it is, he even said, we've had it in our Sunday school, my friend, sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared. Lo, lo, I come in the volume of a book it is written of me to do thy will, O God. There's things written in the Old Testament, my friend, that come directly from the Lord. And brethren, it is outside the law. Preacher, I won't have that. My friend, the law came by Moses. Go in the New Testament and read it. That what he said? The law came by Moses. Yes, sir, but grace and truth, my friend, came by Jesus Christ. Brother, you're not going to live below God's standards. My friend, and shout the housetop off. Preacher, you mad at us? Can I tell you something? We're under, my friend, the ism today. Used to, my friend, they come out and some people say, well, if it feels good, just do it. Well, that's a lie of the devil. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a lot of things I've done that felt good. Had nothing to do with the Lord. Did you know that? Had nothing to do with the Lord. Oh, preacher, you ain't going to say that. I will say that. Yes, sir. There's folks tonight. And my friend that's hanging right in the balance because somebody told them they could. Yes, sir. Belteshazzar, in his day, my friend, I'm going to say this. Lo and behold, I know Nebuchadnezzar come to the point that he recognized the Lord. He did, but brethren, he got in an awful state before he ever did. Yes, he did. Now, how much of that, my friend, that he handed down to his grandchildren, I have no idea. No, sirree. I know you say, preacher, this is just a too hard of a message, especially for your Wednesday night crew. No, you're about the only ones that's able to eat it, just to be honest with you. The rest of them think God's going to get tore up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Go cry to somebody. They'll be just like Ahab. Go cry to mama. I thank God she'll fix it. Yes, sir. But Belteshazzar was the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar. And brethren, when he made the feast, he went and got all the holy vessels, yes, sir, that they had taken out of Jerusalem. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Those were holy vessels. Yes, sir. They were holy. And brethren, Nebuchadnezzar, it does not say, but I doubt that Nebuchadnezzar ever used them. But he had them. Because he took everything out of Jerusalem. He stripped her down. Listen, Belteshazzar gave a feast and he thought, well, they ain't being used. I'm just telling you whatever I think, I guess. But that's what I think. They're not being used. We're going to put them to use. Brethren, he made a great feast. Yes, sir. And in the middle of his feast, there was a hand, thank God, come down. Yes, sir, a hand. Part of a man's hand. Yeah, I'm going to say it was the hand of God. Yes, sir. And he wrote some things. Yes, he wrote some things. Yes, he wrote some things. He told, my friend, Belteshazzar, just exactly what was coming. Belteshazzar got all his soothsayers and all his excellent people, and they couldn't figure it out. They couldn't figure it out. Brother, somebody spoke about Daniel, and he said, send for him. Yes, sir, send for him. He come up there, and he said, he began to tell him, did he not? Tekel, you far sinned. Brethren, he says, Belteshazzar, he says, thou, he said, shalt be cut off. He said, you are weighed in the balances. He says, and thy kingdom shall be given to two, shall be split. And it's split between the Medes and the Persians. Mene. Yes, sir, it's part of what was said. And he began to tell them, and the Bible says, he says, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Wanting. Brethren, I'm going to tell you something, folks. You listen to me. Even in this day that we live in, I can't help how much compassion you want to have. Brethren, whether it's your family, whether it's somebody else's family, or whoever it might be, brethren, somebody gonna be felt wounding, my friend. Yes, sir. They're gonna be found in a difficult place. Hadn't you ever read over there, my friend, where the Bible said that they was them that come to the Lord and said, hadn't we done this in thy name? Hadn't we done this in thy name? Hadn't we cast out devils? Hadn't we done that and done this? He said, depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. Now think about that. Ye worker of iniquity. He said, I know you not. I know you not. Preacher, this is a lost person's message. Well, I hope somebody's listening. I really do. I hope, thank God, that it'll get you. Yes, sir. I do, from the depths of my heart. But I'll be honest with you. Brethren, where you pay heed to this message or not, brethren, somebody's in the balances. And thank God they gonna be without an excuse. Have you never read the place, my friend, where the king or the husbandman put on a wedding and he bid the guest. You know who all the guests was? It's all Israel. He bid one of them. He said, I bought me a piece of ground. He said, I need to go check on it. Didn't he? Yes, sir. He talked to another and they said, well, I've got me 5 oxen over yonder. And they said, I need to go, yeah, prove them. Check them out. Yes, sir. Did you know by the law, my friend, by the law, these things was okay? And the other one said, I've married me a wife. I've got to go take care of her. Yes, sir. Lawfully. Lawfully excuses. Lawful excuses. Yes, they were. Go and read it. It's in the book, my friend. But you listen to me. Brethren, he said, my house is not filled. Go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in. Yes, sir. They went and compelled them to come in. And when the husbandman come, the Bible says that he saw one that had not on a wedding garment. One. You hear me? He saw one that had not on a wedding garment. He began to talk to him, did he not? You know what the Bible says? It said he was speechless. Speechless. You know what that tells me? That tells me he knowed. Yeah. Yeah. That tells me he knowed. Brethren, these folks can tell you all day long, my friend, that they don't know. But I'll tell you, I believe everybody knows a little bit. Everybody's been given a measure of faith. Yes, they have. Now, I'm not going to get into all the rest and some of this other that I've even read and talked about tonight. But I'll be quite frank with you, church, and I'm just going to be as honest as I know how to be. I've got one thing that I can do. I've got one thing that I can do. As a preacher and as a pastor. Brethren, and if there's going to be any peace around my house, this house, if there's going to be any peace at all, brethren, I'm going to have to preach to you what God give me. And I'm going to be honest with you, brethren, that's exactly what He give me. And that's exactly what you got. I can't help tonight a lot of the situation going on. But brother, there's no excuse for this world. No, sir. There's not one. There's not one. Now, I believe people can mess up. Don't you? I've messed up before. Hadn't you? I worked on a job about 31 years, and I made a few mistakes. They didn't get rid of me. They might have wanted to at the moment. Had my boss one day. He sent a driver out here. Well, he hired him as a driver. I don't know what he was, but he hired him as a driver. He sent him out here, and he wanted one of my drivers to drive with him and what have you. Well, we done that. Rocked on there, and I asked my driver the first week, I said, what do you think? He said, I doubt he'll ever make it. He said, he ain't never been in a truck. And my boss hired him. Yeah. Truck driver. Well, one day, been there 2 or 3 weeks, one day he run over the front of a car. I mean, just run over it. Truth of it is, I stood there and watched him. And he just kept coming forward. And just kept coming forward. And he just run over it. Okay. So I called my boss and tell him what he'd done. He said, fire him. Get rid of it. I said, all right. I said, you going to pay his plane ticket? He lived in California. Yeah, I'll set everything up. So I brought him in, and I set him down, and I talked to him, and I told him this and that and another. Listen. There's some things. It ain't going to be, my friend, when you sit before the Lord. And I'm going to say this, and I want people to get a hold of this. Brethren, it ain't all after a while. And judgment ain't all after a while. That word right there will judge you. You get to reading in it. You know why a lot of folks don't read much about that word? Because they see themselves. It judges them. Yes, it does. It does. And I'll tell you, if you let that judge you, you'll be a better person. Yes, you will. You'll line up, thank God, with the judgment. But you ain't going to have nothing you can say in the day, my friend, when you're brought forth. I brought that man in. I set him down and I said, you know why you're here? And he said, well, I've got a good idea. I said, if you ain't, you're something wrong with you. I said, you no longer work for us. He went to get his things together. I said, well, he's going to call me back with all the detail. Called me back 5 minutes, and he got to whamming around. This and that and another and going on. And he said, Randy, I just can't really honestly fire him. I said, well, you hired him. I didn't have nothing to do with it. I said, you told me to fire him. I said, he's fired. I said, he ain't driving no more out here. I said, if he drives, he'll drive in California. Preacher, you ought not have been that way. Hey, some people, my friend, got no business under the steering wheel of a truck. Some people. And he is one of them.
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. But I told him why. I said, I've already got feedback from some of my drivers that you've been with. I said, they got their doubts that you'll ever make it. I said, I'm a little bit more optimistic than that. I said, it takes a while. I understand that. I said, but what you done just a few minutes ago, I said, there's no excuse. None. Zero. I said, you never give that car a chance. I said, you never backed up. You never done one thing. You just kept coming forward till you run slap over the front of it. I said, and that tells me that you ain't willing to learn. Huh? You can't. You just can't do things like that. You can't do it. He understood. But listen to me. Listen. Do you think, my friend, that God, after he's already sent his son, brother, to be the propitiation for our sins, and not ours only, but for the whole world, brother, there ain't going to be no discussion. They'll wind up just like the man without the robe on. They'll be speechless. Preacher, that's hard. I can't help it. I can't help it. These folks, my friend, that's wanting to run around that word, and these folks, my friend, that thinks that they can get by without that word. But I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Listen, if any man come to the Father, it's going to be by me. Brother, that's how it works tonight. I can't help it. I can't. There's things tonight, my friend, that men and women alike are doing and accepting in this world, my friend, that God Himself will not accept. It's been proven. It's been proven. Why, preacher, they're getting by with it. I could read you a verse. I'll quote it the best that I can, but I could read you a verse. Brethren, because judgment is not speedily executed. Because judgment is not speedily executed. It's fully set in the hearts of men to do evil. Fully set. In other words, they think they can get by. He got by with it. Huh? He didn't get by. He didn't get by. There's a preacher. I figured you'd preach us a good, sweet message. This is sweet if you ain't one of them. That's the way I look at it. I mean, it's got to be. It's got to be sweet, thank God, not to be one of them. Yes, sir. They're separated, folks. They're separated. They're not of us. No, sir. They never have been of us. Lord loves everybody. I'm going to tell you, darling, while preaching a message like that, you don't love nobody. You just don't know how much. You just don't know how much. The real truth of it is, my friend, I could tickle your ear. And I could tell you some smooth things, my friend, and you could go home just as happy as a lark. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the way a lot of them's doing, my friend. But when it really comes to that heart conviction, you know that their own heart, my friend, is condemning them. Their own heart is condemned them. Hope you got something out of it. I ain't going no further. There's a lot more in there. They most certainly are. I hope you get what the Lord has for you. Because He has some good things. He really does. He has some good things. But it's going to take a broken heart and a contrite spirit to get them. It is. It's going to take a broken heart and a contrite spirit if you ever get any of them. Broken. Broken. I think sometimes, my friend, I think sometimes, and you may think I'm crazy for saying this, but I'm just going to be as honest as I can be. Brethren, they don't need me playing or painting you a real good picture right now. Anyway, brethren, there's been one way, I mean one way, that I've learned how to live in this life. One way. And I had to learn some things. But brethren, I've learned that it takes Him guiding me. Brethren, for me and Him both to be happy. Do you know that? It really does. For me and Him both to be happy. May the Lord bless you.